2010 Sundance Film Festival is underway here in Park City, Utah. As you can see, it's snowing, but that is not stopping anybody from enjoying the incredible events. 186 films are being showcased here, documentaries, feature films, and it's a wonderful venue for independent filmmakers.
This quaint alpine town is America's hottest venue for independent films. Directors, critics, movie stars, and others are here to see the almost 200 films selected for the 2010 Sundance Film Festival. Competition to get in is fierce. Almost 10,000 films were submitted for this year's event.
Sundance is truly organic.
Independent filmmaker Gabriel Griffin is ahead of the game. He's already publicizing his latest film, hoping it will be accepted for Sundance next year.
In an hour, this will be covered up.
The festival shows only independent films. Low-budget documentaries, features and shorts are screened across the ski resort of Park City. The Egyptian Theater on Main Street figures prominently in the festival. The street is full of 19th century storefronts built during the silver mining boom. Here, Sundance founder and president, Robert Redford, opened the 10-day festival. Redford says his brainchild, now 26 years old, is in the vanguard of independent filmmaking.
I do honestly take pride in the fact that we've been doing this for so long and we send programmers around all over the world to find these films in these countries that I honestly do think that we have the best films and the best documentaries from all over the world.
Audiences, too, come from all over the world, like Eduardo from Brazil.
Two Brazilian directors have showing movies, documentary about the Amazon, and maybe I will get tickets to enjoy.
About 1,500 volunteers are here to help visitors like Eduardo find their way in the snow and sub-freezing temperatures.
Thank you.
The New Frontier exhibit on Main Street is a highlight of the festival. There, one steps onto a virtual map projected on the floor and travels the world over, or sees oneself on an electronic mirror that turns everyone into a comic book figure with bubble thoughts overhead. Sherry Frillo is the curator. She says the exhibit reflects the all-present media culture we live in.
When you walk in, you're surrounded by images. Rather than, you know, little gallery here, little gallery there, it's supposed to be a social experience that resonates with our everyday life, that encourages conversation around this kind of experience in a hypermedia environment that is an artistic one rather than one that's powered by commerce and surveillance.
The festival offers filmmakers like Oscar winner Davis Guggenheim the chance to meet with the press and exchange ideas. And although the weather doesn't cooperate, it doesn't stop people from venturing out. Sundance is art in the making. By now, Gabriel Griffin's poster has been covered by many others, and soon new ones will cover those. One thing is certain. Some of these independent films will go on to compete for the top prizes. Just like the film Precious.
You're still in junior high school and you're pregnant with your second child.
It won a triple award at Sundance last year and is expected to compete at the Oscars in March.
Those things that she told you I did to her. Who else was going to love me?
Penelope Pulu, VOA News.